Australian composer Betty Beith was born in Bundaberg, Queensland, and began to study music at the age of 3. She later studied at the Sydney Conservatorium under Frank Hutchins. She has composed many orchestral and chamber works, as well as art songs, operas, and music dramas. Through an early association with the Queensland bush and nearly a 2-year sojourn in Papua on the small island of Abau, she developed an enduring interest in non-Western culture. She also did research in Bali and in Java. We'll hear Lament for Kosovo, Adagio for Strings. Here are the composer's notes on the piece. Lament for Kosovo, Adagio for Strings, grew out of a commissioned piece I wrote for the Sydney Mandolins early in 1999. At the time of writing, I was concerned with the fragility and decline of my mother, and day by day, the events unfolding in Kosovo brought feelings of deep sadness and anger. Although I intended the mandolin piece to be a joyful experience for performers and audience, the feelings that were uppermost in my heart and mind emerged in the work. Because this piece was personally significant, I developed a piano score which made it very accessible. I realized, however, that I had written a piece which needed the warmth and voice of strings to communicate the lament, which was now not only for Kosovo, but for the suffering of those involved in the East Timor conflict. The original Lament for Kosovo was extended in the version for string orchestra and retitled Lament for Kosovo, Adagio for Strings. The coda reflects a conviction that the new millennium offers opportunities to restore those conditions which enrich our lives. We'll hear it now with the Moravian Philharmonic, conducted by Toshiyuki Shimada.